Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all. And it just fucking irks the shit out of me. Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember that's fine, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. April 10th, I'll be at the Soul Joe's Comedy Club, Royersford, Pennsylvania. Then I'll be in Florida, Lake Park Black Box, Lake Park, Florida on April 15th. Then April 16th, I will be at Town Hall Event Center in Port St. Lucie. April 17th, Boca Black Box, Boca Raton, Florida. April 22nd through the 24th, I'll be at Side Splitters Comedy Club in Tampa. And I'll be in Las Vegas, the Comedy Works at the Plaza downtown, May 7th and 8th. All dates are up on jimflorentine.com. Florentine at Barstool Sports is the email to send any shit you see out there. And I got a ton this week on that. The new stimulus check is coming out. They just passed that whole bill or whatever. And there's people online calling it a stimmy. They're calling their stimulus check a stimmy. And thank you for the 30 or 40 people that sent me that. That you were also enraged by that. Anyone that calls their check, their stimulus check a stimmy, shouldn't get a check. It should get lost in the mail. They can't find it. They have to keep writing and saying, hey, I didn't get my check, you know. Yeah, and then it just takes like a year for them to get that $1,400. I can't wait for my stimmy. Horrific. But hey, look, you know, the followers, the sheep, they got to latch on to something. One person wrote a stimmy, and then the rest of them all jumped on the bandwagon. Oh, everybody's calling it that? Then I should too. Because I don't know how to think on my own. I don't want to call it a stimulus check because that's what other people call it. The cool people are calling it a stimmy. You know, somebody that has a lot of followers that I follow online called it a stimmy. So let me do that too because then I'll be cool, won't I? Won't I be cool if I call my stimulus check a fucking stimmy? No, you won't. It's embarrassing and you sound like an asshole. Hope that check gets lost in the mail so bad. All right, a quick lie here. Once again, the kids, get the kids involved. That's the new trend. Kids say the darndest things, don't they? Now, this woman actually went to the length of taking a picture of her daughter to put in her fake story, to hammer the point home. And this kid is a six-year-old. It says conversations with a six-year-old. Now, I want to, even when this kid is seven or eight, they're still going to remember this. They have really good memories. She's going to say, I never said that. I never did that.
Absolutely not. What her mother did is goes, hey, just pose for a picture, make like a silly face. And then she did, and then she posted this. She starts it off, like I said, conversations with a six-year-old. Me. Dad and I are going upstairs. We'll be back soon. Six-year-old. No, you can't go. I know what you're doing. You're sexing. Me. Just leave us alone. We will be right back. Six-year-old. Sexing is only when you want to make another child's. We don't need any more child's. No sexing. Me. Ugh. And then she took a picture of her kid. But you notice how she goes, well, like a six-year-old, let me change a couple things here because this sounds too smart. Because a six-year-old wouldn't know that, you know, you only have sex to make babies. You know what I mean? Like a six-year-old, that's not on their radar. They don't know anything about that. And, you know, if someone knows that sex is made to make babies, the six-year-old is not going to say sexing is only when you want to make another child. But instead of child, she puts childs because she goes, okay, let me put that in there just to kind of make the story more believable. It's kind of weird that a six-year-old would know and yell at you that you're only supposed to have sex when to make a child. But if she puts childs, then, okay, you know what? I believe it. Let me put an S. You think a six-year-old that knows when you have sex, you can make a baby, and according to the Catholic religion, you're only supposed to have sex to make a baby? Now, if this six-year-old is that worldly, you think that she wouldn't say childs, right? We don't need any more childs. And then you have to post a picture of your kid, too. Are you really going to tell your six-year-old that you're going to go upstairs to go fuck? You're not. You're going to wait for that six-year-old to fall asleep, and then you're going to go fuck. That's what all parents do. They don't go, hey, listen, sit on the couch. We're going to go upstairs. We'll be back soon. No parents do that at all. Lie after lie after lie. Here's another kid lie. Deanna sent this one in. I guess this was probably, this is a while ago. This is the same thing that Chelsea Clinton wrote about her five-year-old. This woman, I guess it was the day after the election I'm looking at. What a relief. My son just hugged me and said, Mommy, no more kids in cages. Tears of joy and tears of sadness. And Chelsea Clinton said the same thing. I remember doing on the podcast a while back that her five-year-old said, you know, no more kids in cages because we have a new president. Yeah, okay. Right, because that's what they were really, following that election. Holy shit. And if you call these people out, why are you so mean? What's wrong with you? You know, it's your fault. If you go, your kid didn't say that, then you're an asshole. They're allowed to make something up. But if you call them out, you're an asshole. Just remember that. Somehow it gets twisted where it's your fault. Elizabeth writes in another one, this kid, the parent took a picture of their kid. She took a picture of her son, who's probably about 8 years old. It says, that moment you threaten your child with something and immediately think, oh, crap, please don't call my bluff. Pick of the threatened child. And the kid just got like his hands on his face and he's making like, you could tell it's fake. Like, she didn't threaten her child, go, hey, listen, I'm going to fucking beat you with a belt.
if you say that curse word one more time. And then she snapped a picture of him. The kid's got his hands on his face, and you could tell he's acting in the picture. What is going on in these parents' heads that they need this much attention, that they're putting this stuff out there, and then they're including pictures of their kids? You want to make up something that's really bad, okay, a lie, but then you're going to put a picture of your kid in there fucking too with your lie? Because you know your kid, you know, if you did that when your kid was 16 or 17, they're going to see that post and go, "Mom, why would you put that? I never said that." But they know at 6 or 8 or 5, they're not going to check that, so you can get away with it. What else are these people lying about? How am I going to make my kid funny or smart? Everybody else is. I got to think of something now. Shit. What is it going to be? I got to keep up with everybody else. Just because everybody else is doing it. All right, awful dating. Oh, one more thing real quick. A-Rod, I guess him and... I don't even know why I'm talking about this. This is embarrassing. It's like this is Entertainment Tonight podcast, but A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez... I called that a while ago, even though it took longer than I thought, where it wouldn't last. You know, it's coming out that A-Rod was, you know, trying to hook up with these two girls here, this one here, this reality star, this and that. And, you know, of course, A-Rod's like 42 years old. He could still get girls in his 20s because he's A-Rod and he's a celebrity and he's worth like $500 million. Jennifer Lopez is 51, married 3 times, 3 broken off engagements, 2 kids. Fucking high maintenance drama queen. Who needs that? Like, if you're like, you went to high school with Jennifer Lopez and you're the same age, then you'd be like, holy shit, you would treat her like a princess and stay with her and never even think about cheating. A-Rod has a lot of options. He doesn't need that. He just did that to repair his image. He was the most hated man in fucking in the world, you know, 7, 8 years ago. When he was finishing up his career, got caught with steroids like 3 different times, lied on, you know, TV multiple times, pulled all this shit. Distracted his team, especially when he came to the Yankees. Nobody liked him. He's fucking drama, this and that. Didn't get along with Derek Jeter. Everybody fucking hated this guy. And then they hated him when they found that he was a fraud. He was been doing steroids his whole life. And then somehow he fucking gets a job, you know, as an announcer on baseball. And he starts to rebuild his image. And he goes, let me date Jennifer Lopez for a while. Because that will, you know, and it will be in the tabloids every day because, you know, when Jennifer's coming out of the gym, she, you know, our people call, you know, the photographers, hey, take a picture of us walking out of the gym. You know, it's all set up. You know, they're in A-Rod's backyard. How did the photographers get back there when they're at a birthday party in his backyard in fucking Miami? It's all set up. So he's like, let me date her. Everyone loves Jennifer Lopez, the whole world, you know, and then I'll rebuild my image even more like I'm a likable guy. But he couldn't hang in there. I knew he was going to fuck around on her. Why wouldn't he when he's A-Rod? Because the guy's been a creep his whole life. He's a scumbag. And he couldn't hold out. Like, if he would have just dated Jennifer Lopez for like a year and none of this shit would have came out that he was trying to hook up with these other chicks, then he could have just broke it off, go, hey, man, I'm just, you know, I'm not ready. I don't know. I'm not ready to go to the next level in a relationship. Make up some bullshit. He could have got off scot-free. And I'm like, all right, you know what? He's not that bad of a guy. But he fucking hung in there for like 3 years. You know he didn't want to fucking hang out with her all the time. You know, he's traveling, you know, with his baseball and announcing and stuff like that. He wants to hook up with different girls in these different towns. He's been doing it for years when he was playing baseball. He doesn't want to worry about Jennifer Lopez with her 2 kids. And it just comes fucking crashing down on him. And he'll deny it. I never did it. I never did it. And she'll probably sign something to say he never cheated. But I didn't think it was going to last this long. I was wrong on the length of it. I thought it'd be over in a year. It was more like 2 or 3 years. But of course. Anyway, why am I even talking about it? Who gives a fuck? All right. Awful dating sites. Philip sent this one in. Phil, he goes, hey, Jim, I decided to try Bumble. That's one of the more popular dating sites out there. And can usually ignore the bullshit, but couldn't let this one pass. How could someone think that this will attract another person? Maybe it's just me, but I'm not interested in a 25-year-old single mother who calls herself a degenerate and is trying to find the yee to her haw. I got a couple friends who married in their early 20s that complain how boring marriage is. I sent them this and told them this is what's left in the dating pool. Interested to hear you break this one down and see if she drives you up a wall. Hope you can get out of here to Seattle this summer. Yeah, hopefully at some point in Seattle. All right, so this woman's 25 years old, and this is what she writes in her dating profile. 5'2 with a 6'3 attitude. Funny as fuck. Probably gonna roast you. Not sure what I'm looking for, but interested in figuring it out. Have a daughter who is my world, because that matters to some. Workaholic. Degenerate. Just trying to find my ye to my haw, but keep finding my hell to my gnaw. Oof. Oof. How could you write that you're funny as fuck? You wrote that in your profile when you come up with just trying to find my ye to my haw, but keep finding my hell to my gnaw. You're not funny as fuck. You're corny as fuck. I'll give you that. But you're not funny as fuck at all. What does that mean? You're 5'2" with a 6'3" attitude. What does that mean? I'm probably going to roast you, she writes. And that's great. That's what every guy's looking for. Go on a first date with this girl. She spends 10 minutes, you know, making fun of how big your nose is. That's great. You walk away, go to the bathroom. She comes back. You got no ass. Oh, my God. Where did your ass go? Yeah, that's what a guy wants. I wonder how they would take it if a guy wrote that in his profile. Probably going to roast you. How many girls like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for him to make fun of my saggy tits. It's funny how she says she has a daughter who is her world, because that matters to some. Now it pretty much matters to most parents. Okay? You're just trying to fucking get on your high horse. Hey, I have a daughter who's my world, because that matters to some. But you're a workaholic and a degenerate. It doesn't sound like your daughter is your whole world. You know? Right. Has a daughter who's her world. Next two things she writes is she's a workaholic and a degenerate. So if she's a workaholic, that means she's always busy with work, right? So how much time does that leave for her daughter? And she's a degenerate, which probably means she likes to party. So when she's not working, she's drinking, smoking weed, and fucking around with guys. I don't know. It doesn't sound like her daughter has much to do with her world, does it? Sounds like she's pretty busy doing other shit than taking care of a daughter. Just trying to find the ye to my haw, but keep finding my hell to my gnaw. Like, if she's really that much of a workaholic, she ought to work harder on not trying to write dumb poems that don't make any sense. But this woman is funny as fuck. And anyone that says they're funny as fuck isn't. Just know that. They're actually annoying. And they're just going to get pissed when you don't laugh at their jokes. So be prepared to fake laugh a lot when you're around this woman. I I can't see her face in the pictures. It's cut off, but she's probably a hot chick at 25. So every guy that's been trying to get in their pants has been laughing at her dumb jokes forever. And if someone doesn't, she, you know, she weeds them out of her life. So she only surrounds herself with guys that are like kiss her ass. And of course, they're going to laugh at anything stupid she says. So she thinks she's funny. And if you're around this one, God forbid you're on that first date and she says a couple of things that you don't, you know, find that funny. I guess that joke wasn't that funny. Maybe you don't have a sense of humor. You didn't find it, you know, then you're going to have to deal with that right off the bat. Like that right there, get the fuck out of that relationship. Because that's going to be constant. Sometimes you can hear something amusing and not laugh at it. Just go, You don't feel like laughing at it. Not with this woman. She's funny as fuck. But she's 5'2 with a 6'3 attitude. Unbelievable. But hey, don't worry. Her daughter is her world. Even though she's a degenerate and a workaholic. And she's going to roast people. Now this woman on one of the dating sites, you have to fill in the blank on my greatest strength. You know, and you would probably want my greatest strength is, you know, being loyal to my family and friends. You know, caring about people. You know, you throw, that's fine. You put something like that in there. She writes, I guess she's trying to be funny and try to lure in a lot of men. Her greatest strength is, she writes, I can make a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mean, because that's what guys are looking for. Like, I need a girl to fucking, you know, come up with something really funny for that answer. Now, that's a good one. I want to see if I can meet up with this girl. She's really funny. She's interesting. And who doesn't love a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That's the qualities I'm looking for a woman. Can she slap some fucking peanut butter and jelly between two pieces of bread and then stick them together? Can she? If she can, I'll forget all her other faults. Every one. What is a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich? You know, I don't understand what that means. And like when your greatest strength is something a five-year-old can do, because a five-year-old could pretty much make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Maybe you're really not trying hard enough in your life. I don't know anyone who ever has had a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. When you eat that kind of sandwich, you know exactly what you're getting, right? No one takes a bite and goes, wow. Now this is a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. How did you make this? I got two pieces of bread and I spread peanut butter and jelly on it and I put the pieces together. Wow. Amazing. You see it in these trendy coffee shops. You know, or these smoothie places, they got peanut butter and jelly as a sandwich. Like, hey, yeah, let me order a peanut butter and jelly. Because I remember when I was a kid, I used to eat that shit. You know, those fucking hipsters. Anyone that eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich knows exactly what they're biting into. and nobody's going to make any comment like, this is a really good sandwich compared to the one I had the other day. That's her greatest strength, that, you know, she could cook a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That looks, this looks like something you would post on a pedophile dating site. Like, that would lure a kid in. Oh, my God. They can make a great peanut butter and jelly sandwich? But that's her greatest strength. That's good. You know, being able to make a sandwich with two ingredients in it. Two. You realize that, like, that's just, like, one notch above being able to make it through a day without shitting your pants. That you could spread some peanut butter on a piece of bread and some jelly on a piece of bread and mush it together. She is awesome. There's a lot of good women out there. Hey. This next one. This woman writes in her profile that she's a massive smartass. Love beer, heels, and America. Also, large dogs and small farm animals. What do you like to do with those small farm animals? Just curious. Is that your greatest strength? Of sticking them somewhere where they don't belong? But she's a massive smartass. That's good. But she loves beer, heels, and America. That sounds like a fucking transgender country music song. I like beer, heels, and America. But don't worry, she's a smartass. Like, when did that become something you brag about? Like the other one, right? She's going to roast you. She's funny. This one's a smartass. They all write the same shit. Okay, it's never been a compliment being a smartass. You know, like when you have a parent-teacher conference, your kid's teacher never goes, you know, hey, you know, your kid got straight A's this semester because he's a massive smartass. And for her occupation, she put paper sales at Dunder Mifflin, which I just found out is the name of the company in that TV show, The Office. Isn't that fucking funny? That's what she put, that's her job. So not only is she ashamed of whatever she does for a living, who knows? She makes a city joke, which, you know, hopefully most guys reading a profile won't get. But hey, that's what a massive smartass she is. I'm going to put down what job they do in that TV show, The Office. That's funny, right? Is that going to show how much of a smartass I am? It just proves, like, there's a double standard when it comes to these dating profiles. Like, if a guy wrote in his profile that he loves small farm animals, somebody would probably report him. But not her. She loves beer, heels, and America. And she's a massive. Not just a regular smartass. She's a massive smartass. So massive. She's going to make a joke. Like, she's just being a smartass. She doesn't really work at that paper mill from The Office. See what she did there? She's just a smartass. She might be a real estate agent, but she didn't want to put that in there. She wanted to show everybody, hey, you got my little joke? Yeah, I got it. And it stunk. You know what doesn't stink? Roman swipes. It's for all you men out there. Can't keep an erection, you're having a tough time, maybe you're taking medication, you got something going on in your head, I don't know, you've been married too long, you're sick of each other, get these Roman swipes. Roman swipes are clinically proven to last longer in bed. Okay, every once in a while, you want to give your wife, your girlfriend a good pounding. You're like, man, I don't last long at all. I just want to get it over with. And you go, you know what? I want this thing to last a little longer. They don't require a prescription, which is beautiful. You don't have to go to a doctor to get a prescription. Roman sends you these swipes in a discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe's packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. It's like a little wet nap. Little condom, you know, like the condom wrappers. That's all you need. Super easy to use. You take the swipe out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go, and that's it. Give it a shot. What do you got to lose? Your girlfriend or your wife are like, all right, good. I've been waiting 20 years for you to last more than 3 minutes. Thank you, Roman. And women should get this for their man. I go, hey, look, it's not an insult. I just want to enjoy it instead of our usual 6 minutes, maybe, that we do it, or 4 minutes. I'd rather you, can you last 20 minutes so I get a little more enjoyment out of it? I might get a second or a third orgasm. So you should get this for your man. Go to GetRoman.com/awful and get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/awful. Look, you're a guy and you're going to date this woman on a website that says she's a massive smartass. She's probably going to be really annoying and you might want to just get the sex over with quick. But then you're like, all right, you know what? So what? That's what she does. That's fine. At least she told me. She likes to crack jokes all the time. You know, she thinks she's a wise ass. So, all right. I'll give her 20 minutes of pleasure. I don't know if I can get that out of my head, that massive smart ass, but I'm sure there's men out there who would let that go. Andy sent this one in. This woman, she writes that she loves to travel. Whoa. Another one. This is, you know, she really shouldn't put she loves to travel on there because she might be alienating a lot of men going, are you fucking kidding me? If I date this woman, I got to travel with her. Because, you know, the six girlfriends I've had in my life so far didn't want to go anywhere. But this one, fuck, I don't know if I'm into it. But she likes to travel, which is unique. And she's not being a massive smartass by that either. She means it. She likes to travel. She also likes to lay by water, cuddle my dog, and then she writes a parentheses, him not so much. And she likes to bake. Yeesh. I love to travel, lay by water, cuddle my dog, him not so much, and bake. And then here's one, a fun fact I'm obsessed with, and she has to fill in the blank. Here's another funny one. She's obsessed with ham. And she put a little smiley face next to it. I guess that's supposed to be a joke. That she's obsessed with ham. And then she has to fill in another one. And this one, this girl's on a fucking roll. Forget that last one being a massive smartass. The quickest way to my heart is, and she has to fill in the blank. And you know what she wrote? That the quickest way to her heart is Doritos and cream cheese. Whoa. This girl might be too funny to travel with. She might be too funny to just, you know, to hang out with. She also says she wants children someday, in parentheses. So she's 37 years old, which means she's probably 40. So she better hurry it the fuck up before her eggs dry up. Okay? Make it quick. Maybe you should stop traveling and start fucking. But that's good that one of her things she loves to do is lay by water. So, I don't know, after a rainstorm, does she just walk outside and lay by a fucking puddle? If the toilet overflows, does she lay next to the water? You know, does her basement flood? And she's like, hey, honey, can you not start the sump pump up yet? I want to lay by the water for a little while because I like to lay by water. You know, I didn't think there'd be a worse response to the quickest way to my heart is, you know, other than tacos, because that's what most women would write. The quickest way to my heart is tacos. I thought that was the worst one, but Doritos and cream cheese might be it. Who the fuck eats Doritos and cream cheese? You know what I mean? That's like eating potato chips with yogurt. Yeah, and no wonder your dog doesn't want to cuddle with you. He can't stand your fucking Dorito breath. Your dog would rather smell some other dog's shit than your Dorito breath. There's nothing worse than that when you eat Doritos and you got that fucking breath, that hot breath. It just reeks. And that's why your dog friggin' doesn't want to cuddle with you and go, hey, take me outside so I could sniff some other dog's shit just to get that Dorito breath out of my fucking nose. But, you know, the fun fact that she's obsessed with is ham. How is that a fun fact? That's a dull fact, is what that is. You know, a fun fact would be, you know, my 3-year-old kid the other day in the shower, when I was taking one with him, he tugged on my tampon string. That'd be a fun fact. He didn't know what it was. I wasn't paying attention. I was, you know, shampooing my hair, and he tugged on my tampon string. That'd be a fun fact. I'd be like, yeah, that is a fun fact, not ham. But look, maybe she's saying she's obsessed with ham is her code of her saying she doesn't want to date any Jewish guys. Maybe. Maybe she had a bad experience with them. Maybe the Jewish guy didn't want her to lay by water, didn't want to travel, and hated Doritos. But that's the way to our heart. Doritos and cream cheese. Yeah, you're 37 years old. Yeah, that's right. Good. Keep eating those fucking Doritos. Holy shit. This next woman, her profile, she takes a picture holding her two dogs. Okay, fine. Great. You like dogs. Good for you. Like nobody does. She's 35 years old and she says, boys need not apply. Men only. I'm thoughtful and will go out of my way to do something nice for the people I love. I'm sociable, shy, sensitive to others. I'm fiercely loyal to my people and family. I'm an old soul and a homebody. I'm the kind of person who likes to binge on old school Nick at Night TV shows on a Friday night while enjoying an elaborate made from scratch recipe that I search for all week. Or some good takeout. I'm just your classic girl next door. Eek. And then she writes, my favorite time of the day is, and then she fills in, nap time or bedtime. And then the best thing I could cook is, and she fills in, I could cook a lot of great things, but one of my favorite dishes is shrimp and grits. And here's another fill-in. It's Sunday morning. The first thing I do when I wake up is, and then she writes, tell my dogs to go back to sleep. Then they won't. We go for a quick walk. Then we go back to sleep. And then she wants you, it says, teach me how to, and she writes, ride a bike. Yes, 35 and can't ride a bike. And the TV show that she says she's hooked on is Anything I Can Binge. Where do you start with this one? I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. She says she's sociable, yet she's a homebody. If you like to stay in all the time, you're not sociable. You're a fucking loner, okay? But she says she'll go out of the way for people that she loves. Nobody else, just loved ones. So if you're an old lady, you know, that needs help crossing the street, don't rely on this woman. She's going to be too busy anyway, searching all week for a recipe or taking a fucking nap because she likes to take naps. That's her favorite time of the day, nap time or bedtime. And when her dogs wake her up on the weekend, she wants to go back to sleep, but she takes them out and then she goes back to bed again. And she searches all week for a recipe online. She also says she likes to stay home on Friday nights to watch I Love Lucy. And then she searches for recipes. This chick is great if you always wanted the fucking 80-year-old woman. She said she cooks a lot of things, but one of her favorite is shrimp and grits. Out of every possible thing you could cook, how does shrimp and grits make it on the list? This sounds like something they punish prisoners in a fucking, like, Louisiana jail cell. You're in jail in Louisiana. You get shrimp and grits every fucking day. Like, enough of this shit. Look, I'll give her credit, because even though shrimp and grits sounds disgusting, at least she didn't mention tacos in there. But, you know, she says she's sociable and shy. Which the fuck is it? Okay, you can't be sociable and shy. That's like being sleepy and wide awake. But that's a real turn-on for a guy, you know, that you like to spend Friday nights watching Nick at Night reruns. You know, most guys are out on a Friday night drinking, trying to get laid. But if you date this girl, your Friday nights consist of watching reruns of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Doesn't that sound like fun? Hey, it's Friday night. Let's watch reruns of Nick at Night. But she wants to let everybody know that she searches from scratch. Recipes all week online. It takes you a week to Google a recipe to cook. No wonder you're so tired and want to nap all the time. Like, if I can't find something within 5 minutes of searching online, I give up. This woman all week. Fucking 4 hours Monday night. I got to go lay down. I'm tired. My eyes are fucking killing me from staring at the screen. I'll try Tuesday to search for a recipe. Nope. Maybe Wednesday. Can't do Friday because we got to watch those Nick at Night reruns. The TV show I'm hooked on, she writes, is any show that I can binge. Do you realize how asinine that is? So you're just going to watch any show that has a few seasons to it. Even if you don't like it, you're just going to keep on watching. You know, no wonder she sleeps and wants a nap all the time. You're watching TV shows that don't appeal to you, but since you can watch a bunch in a row, then you're going to leave it on. This woman needs help, okay? She says she's an old soul. She's not an old soul. She's a fucking lost soul is what she is. She is all over the place. You know, but she's 35 and, you know, she doesn't know how to ride a bike. And she, you know, that's what I'm sure most guys are looking for. Someone in their mid-30s to teach how to ride a bike. But that's a plus. Like, that's a plus, actually, in my book, because she doesn't looks like she doesn't want to leave the house. Friday night, she wants to watch Nick at Night reruns. She wants to binge fucking watch whatever that fucking anything she can. You know, she didn't mention tacos. She didn't mention travel. But, you know, she tries to make you do corny shit, you know. You just go, hey, let's go on a bike ride. She's like, well, I can't ride a bike. Oh, shit. All right. I guess we can't do that. Good. You get credit for it. No guy wants to go on a bike ride. Remember that. I guess if you're on vacation and you got nothing else to do, so you want to rent a bike and you're at the beach and you want to fucking ride around, maybe, and that's it. I don't want to go on a bike ride. I'd rather go on a ventilator.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.